May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 671. How shall I come to thee, O God, who holy art, and cannot evil see, but with a loathing heart? I am defiled throughout by sin, and by my very birth unclean. Hymn 671.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the prophet Malachi, chapters 3 and 4. The prophet Malachi, chapters 3 and 4. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the land, as in the days of old, and as in former years? It will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day that I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Ye shall shred down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Let us pray. The most holy, almighty, ever gracious, ever merciful, long-suffering Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, do help us to reverence thy great and holy name. Art thou not the judge of all men? Help us to stand in awe of thy tremendous sovereignty, the majesty of heaven. O Lord, thou reignest. We come to thee this evening into thy lower house, thy lower court, or that we might be found in the Spirit as we enter to worship God. Grant that we may be found in that instruction to the woman of Sychar. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we come to the throne of grace, where the blessed Son of God, God manifest in flesh, sitteth and reigneth and standeth at the right hand of the Father, a high priest, and as a lamb slain in the midst of the throne. Thus we come this evening hour, and help us to humble ourselves under thy mighty hand, under thy sovereignty and under thy dealings. For we cannot do this without grace. We pray that grace may work by the Holy Ghost. Oh, we will come before thee, Lord. Holy Spirit, do be due in our midst and bless the word. Do we in strengthen and help, Lord, at this time, we pray. And do grant that we may rightly be taught of God to confess our sins. Show us each where we're wrong. Lead us to the fountain. Thy people want reality. May we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. May we hear thy voice, O Son of God, Son of David, as the voice of our beloved. Draw us, we will run after thee. Lord, thou knowest how each of us come, the humble soul, the weary soul, the troubled soul, the exercised soul, the longing soul, the thirsting soul. O draw us, we pray, to thy fountain, to thy word, and let the living waters flow. May we ever be confessing and weeping over our sins and weeping at the feet of the Lamb of God spiritually. May our understanding have the savour of the blessing of the Holy Ghost. May the glory of the Son of God, in all his compassion, in all his overcoming of sin for the church, reach our hearts, and all his great salvation. May the strength of the divine, blessed Son of God be found working by grace in our hearts, that we may be able to continue on the journey that has an end on earth, but no end in eternity. Do thou make us ready to die. Prepare us to stand before thy face. Work now. We knock at mercy's door as beggars. Work now. Oh, we earnestly pray. Move these stubborn hearts. Lord, this opposing will of the old nature, but thou knowest thy people fall down. May we be found softened, humbled, committing, crying. Help us to believe, strengthen our faith. Help us to look to thy precious sin atoning blood. Help us to plead thy grace. A crucified, risen, exalted, eternal high priest, ever the same, help us to plead thy great name, for without thee we shall perish. Do make us to be earnest, sincere, real in our desires by grace. O Lord, we pray thee, open our eyes, that we may see where we are. Behold our need, Lord, and let it flow, let the answer of all our need flow in the gospel from the Lamb of God. Let the well of salvation spring up, O well. They cried at beer, they sang, they digged. Spring up, O well. Dear Lord, well of Bethlehem, do spring up this night. Let the waters of eternal life and blessing, thy love, thy choice, thy care, the undertaking be about us. So we commit all things this day, this evening, and as we are sped, do help us to commit every day we spend on earth up unto thee. Into thy hand we've got to fall, and may we know what David cried, redeem thou me, O God of truth. And thou, O blessed Jesus, walk this way, hanging on the cross. So we bow before thee now, asking thy mercy and thy grace, and thy blessing in our souls. Bless this house of prayer. The friends, the deacons, remember, strengthen them, help them, encourage them, bless the church, the congregation. Lord, be with them in the midst. Let thy work appear. And what we pray for this house of prayer, we pray for Zion. Bless thy servants on the walls of Zion this night. Think of the editors of our magazine, secretaries of our societies. Bless them in their labours. Return in the ministry. My servants laid aside, some seriously. Be gracious unto them. Lord, undertake and bless. Lord, we pray for thy servants that come here. Bless the word. Remember our aged friends. Prepare them for the great change. Visit their soul. Those in middle life, help them to come to thy dear feet. Cast their burden on thee. Remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Graciously, mercifully sanctify these things for their good. And in thy deep compassion, put forth thy healing hand. And in thy infinite grace, do bless them in their souls. Remember our young people going forth in life. Those in business and study, we pray for their prosperity, of course. But, O Lord, have mercy on them and call them by thy grace while young. May they be brought to bear the burden and take on the yoke in their youth. Call them, quicken them, bring them to great need. Bless them. Remember the younger friends, the dear children, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Bless the Sunday school here. Help the teachers strengthen them. And bless the dear young friends. May thy word follow them. Our Lord, thou knowest everyone's need. Oh, remember us in the churches. Remember thy one church, the spiritual Israel in this land, through the earth, the missionaries, where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in deep places of the earth, in deprivation, and affliction, and war, and persecution, and genocide, make ways of escape. Bless thy gospel. Have mercy on England at this solemn time. O Lord, undo the treachery of our leaders in dragging their feet in so many things and being so bold in utter wickedness. Lord, there is no fear of God before them. Thou art not in their life. Hear the cries of the remnant. Raise up deliverers. Raise up those who will warn and blow the trumpet out of Zion, men of integrity and strong leaders who will stand. We pray, deliver us, deliver England. Bless our Queen. We thank you for her stability, but undertake for us on the throne when she is gone. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious, civil liberties, freedom to worship. Dear Lord, we do thank thee, and it is a time of thanks for all thy mercies and all thy goodness. Let's not doubt with us as our sins deserve, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, or that we might be hourly weeping at thy feet, or that we may receive those crumbs from the Master's table, from thyself, our great high priest. Or may many in this chapel be able to say, my Lord, my God, do appear, do appear. So, Lord, we do thank thee for thy mercies, thy goodness, preservation, protection. Lord, those answers to prayer, those supplies. But, Lord, those spiritual mercies. We have thy word. It's a great mercy. May we be found living in it. We have the throne of grace. May we be found breathing forth there. Bless us there. Lord, we have the doors of Zion open. Show thyself through the lattice of the gospel in thy sanctuary. We have thy precious and atoning blood. O grant a shelter there, and the blood of sprinkling upon our hearts. Lord, we have our exalted Redeemer, Saviour in heaven. O Lord, do bless us from above. Look down, and let us see thee looking upon us in compassion, and do bless us. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Spirit, be due in our midst, bring forth the glory of the Lamb. Hear the cries of the destitute. Hear thy people's groan. Lord, and save us from utter deceptions. And may we know the living waters of the gospel, the river of God. May the streams make us glad. Great God of heaven, Holy Father, we stand in awe of the riches of thy provision in thine only begotten Son. And we would ask all things in his name and for his sake. Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, we plead thy name before the throne. Come. Come into our lives. Come into our hearts. Come and call us by the Spirit. Come and bless us. Come and gather us in mercy. We're dying mortals. Job said, when thou didst bless him, behold, I am vile. O Lord Jesus, come and wash us. Come and cleanse us. Come and bless us. Come, come this evening hour. Come, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Hymn 310. Lord, when thy Spirit descends to show the badness of our hearts, astonished at the amazing view, the soul with horror starts. Hymn 310.
Thank you.
complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help. And to bless the word, I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, Malachi 3, the prophet Malachi 3, and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. The prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. This word is surrounded with the prophecy of the Lord's coming. And he speaks of him as being a refiner, a purifier. And who shall abide this day? There is, of course, a second coming. And who shall abide that if we're still on the earth? Think of the Lord's parables. He declared himself to his disciples when they asked him why he spoke in parables. He said to his disciples, to them it was given to know the kingdom of God. But to the others, he spoke in parables. It was not given. Who shall abide the day of his coming? How do we hear the word? What prophet is there? How do we attend God's house? But in this word here, we have a word of mercy. And it came to me in this way. I am the Lord. Now, dear friend, do you know him as the Lord? For I am the Lord. I think of that word which Paul wrote in the Hebrews. Remember them or obey them that have the rule over you. He said both. He said concerning the end of their conversation, the object. What was the glorious end of their conversation? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ, the same. The point is to know him to be the same. There must be a beginning, there must have been a yesterday. If you are to know him today, there must have been a yesterday. And may, even while it is called today, may we hear his voice, that we may have in time before us a blessed yesterday as an anchor, as a beginning. Has the Lord wrought nothing in our lives? Has he said nothing to us? Are we really that dead? He doesn't change. And when he gave the law at Sinai, he said, I am the Lord, the Lord thy God, that brought thee out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And he did. Of course, they fell back in unbelief and they were destroyed. He says in Psalm 81, Asaph, he says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Has he brought you out of Egypt? Has there been a little yesterday? Has there been a reality of falling down and confessing our sins? Has there been any living water, any drops by the way, any handfuls of purpose in your life? Have you gleaned in Boaz's field? It's a great mercy. And if you glean, you will gather a handful of purpose, however small. Friend, it's not the mass of religion. It's not in your power. It's what God drops in, and a little hope, something beyond your power and control. When the Lord shows his face in mercy to you, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. In the Paul opens up the epistle to the Hebrews with that statement: God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. By his Son. It might be Paul, it might be Apollos, it might be Peter, it might be John preaching, but spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Spoken unto us by his Son. The end of the conversation of, as Paul wrote to the Hebrews, of those that had the rule, to remember them and to obey them. The end of their conversation, the object. And it's a great mercy. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. Now, what think ye of Christ? You will only think as you know him. And if you don't know him, what are you going to be thinking? Is he a stranger? Are we a stranger to the covenants and promises of mercy? It's a wonderful thing if we're not. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said in the fourth chapter, the second epistle, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness? And God did in creation, before the natural lights, the sun and the moon reflecting and the stars from the galaxies being seen, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That light was himself shining into space. The first act, the first movement for the first day of creation. God for God. Now he speaks it spiritually to the Corinthians. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. Hath shined in our hearts. Has he? What for? If the Lord shines, it is to give the knowledge of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let us just ponder this for a moment. When he appeared on earth, how was he made known to his people? By the law, as we quoted this morning, by thundering the law? Was it not through mercy? Did not the Holy Ghost draw many to him in affliction, sorrow, many afflictions? Think of some of those descriptions. They have a spiritual dimension. Blind, cannot see. Deaf, cannot hear, not heard anything. deaf to the Lord's voice. Lame, cannot take up our cross and walk, cannot be obedient. Poor, leprosy, think of lepers. The great afflictions, think of a palsy, the man with the palsy. Think of these things spiritually. Friend, how was he made a blessing? Through mercy, through grace, through the gospel, through the love of God appearing. Consider this morning, Christ and him crucified. What a mercy, what a blessing. His precious and atoning blood for the forgiveness of sin, putting away of sin. Do you plead it? Does it not mean anything to us? You know, it's ever so solemn if it doesn't. What a mercy if it does. The little that you know, consider it. You know, the faith of the women of Canaan. You know, eating of the dogs, eat of those crumbs. That's all it is. That's all it is. Have you had some crumbs? Divine crumbs, eternal crumbs. A little help. And what from Christ, from his word, from his gospel? What a mercy. What a mercy. I am the Lord. I change not. Now, he doesn't change in that sense. I must finish with this word first here. But in that sense, he does not change. Let us make it clear. God does not change in his divine nature. His hatred to sin, he must punish sin. He doesn't change. He's a God of mercy, a God of love. As John declares him, God is love. That is how he's known. That's how he's revealed himself to his people in compassion. But in writing to the Corinthians, Paul says, but we have this treasure, Christ, the glory, the knowledge of the glory of God, God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure, and what a treasure. What an eternal treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, leaky vessels, corrupt vessels, dying vessels, changing vessels. Your own nature, your own body, your own life. For you know, he says something wonderful, that the excellency of the power of this grace given might be of God and not of us. That's the visit. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We cannot command the blessing. If you're taught of the Lord, you know that. But the excellency of the power. Have you heard his voice? Do you long to hear his voice? Christ began his ministry he began the Sermon on the Mount early in his ministry. Blessed are the poor in spirit. They want something. They want Christ. Are you among them? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. Do you long for living waters? What for? Subdue, overcome this sin. Wash away my sin. Cleanse me from my sin. Friend, the waters representing the power of God, reaching the heart like a river ever flows. Well, but God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. The excellence of the power might be of God and not of us. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, I am the Lord, I change not. What a mercy. Let us consider one or two points. Friend, what doesn't change? His will of grace never changes. His purpose of grace never changes and never can. So vital to be a recipient, a receiver of grace. Great mercy there. His blessing cannot change. Now, God's dear tried people, they want realities. The word of the Lord is tried, as silver is tried and gold in a furnace. The trial of your faith, what you've received, must be proven. That is so that you know the excellency of the power is of God and not of us. But his blessing, he cannot recall, he cannot reverse. You see, in this absolute divine nature of God, whom he has chosen, this is a terrible thing, nakedly. You think of the doctrine of election and predestination. Not one of us can stand before it. It is so solemn and fearful. We've got no power in understanding it, or to be on the right side of God. We cannot make him choose us. But how do you stand this evening concerning these tremendous, awful doctrines? Are you brought to his son? Are you brought to the wounded side? Are you brought to his feet? Are you brought to confess your sins? Are you brought to weep over your sins? Are you brought to plead Jesus' name? And have you heard his voice? When Paul wrote to the Romans, he said, for whom he did foreknow, those saints to get to heaven are foreknown, chosen. He did predestinate, what for? To be conformed to the image of his son. Predestinated to be formed to the image of his son. And he goes on to say, what he said, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, but moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Them he also called, quickened, made alive. That is the awakening time of this blessing. Is this your exercise? Am I quickened by spirit? Do I live a life of prayer? Made alive, youthy quickened. Can you say this tonight? Had your eyes opened? Know your need. Brought to the feet of the Lamb. The gospel made sweet. Upon his word hoping. Upon his gospel hoping, upon his word. And if you're hoping upon his word, that word comes from God, it will lead you to the Son of God. In the gospel upon which you've hoped, is there no little light, inkling of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in that? What a mercy. I am the Lord, I change not. I change not. He doesn't change in his grace, in his purpose of grace, in his love to his people. But as I said at the beginning, we need a yesterday to be in this text. We need a beginning. And may a today or tomorrow become a yesterday in time to come. Youth he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Are we sanctified? We will be glorified, earthy quickened. The Lord changes not. Dear friend, in his grace toward his people, in his purpose of grace. And that fountain opened for sin. You know, when Christ shed his blood, I know we hinted at this morning, it was a living sacrifice. The sacrifices under the Old Testament with the goats and the lambs and the bullocks and so forth, friend, they had to be brought again. But Christ's sacrifice is a living sacrifice. It is a sweet savour, but continually unto God. And therefore the child of God will come continually pleading the efficacy and the virtue of his precious and atoning blood. And the efficacy and the virtue does not change. The life given as a ransom, has it been made sweet to your soul? Look at some of the attributes of God, of the Son of God. His faithfulness to his covenant. Look how Abraham discovered it. All those years wandering around the land and going to Egypt and so forth. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Who against hope believed in hope. What a tried man he was. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. Now this was by the Spirit, but by faith and by grace, Abraham must have drawn on the living waters of God's immutability and his unchanging grace and the certainty of his promise. He himself would be drawing on the grace of God direct from heaven. Friend, have you ever drawn life from the word into your soul? Ever drawn a little bit of God's faithfulness and kindness to your soul? In his providential dealings, in his dealings with you spiritually, in the trials you're in the burdens you carry, a drawing from the faithfulness of God to his promise and his word. I am the Lord. I change not. I change not. You know, it's a precious word. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Now listen, if you are being taught of the Lord, you'll be like one of those comers to him. You'll be going now to him in your life below now, as they did. Lord, help me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Needing the mercy that you so feel, asking for it to flow. Do you cry, Lord, speak? Lord, speak. I know we sometimes feel we get nowhere. How long should you cry? How long was the man going to be at Bethesda's pool? He stayed in the means. He didn't move. And you will keep going to that throne of grace, still praying and crying for the same mercy every day. Lord Jesus, shine. You won't go away, you know. When many turn back and walk no more with him, completely flabbergasted at the thought of eating Jesus' flesh and blood. You see, only grace makes the difference, you know. We'd be just the same. The Lord said, will you also go away? Peter said, to whom shall we go? That's the words of eternal life. I am the Lord, I change not. Full of grace, full of truth, we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, full of mercy, help laid upon one that is mighty. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him, says the voice from heaven, directing. I change not. Now, when they were abiding at Shittim, which they did a long time, and the Deuteronomy was recited or was brought forth at Shittim, in the plains of Moab, close over to Jericho, there Balak, king of Moab, sought that wizard to curse Israel. And he said a wonderful thing. And it was God that was saying it. That wicked man had no lot nor part in the matter. Yet he spake divine truths that had been made a blessing to God, to the church. You know, God is not a man that he should lie. God has never lied to you. Was there life in the hope? Was there life in the blessing? Has he shined out of darkness into your soul? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Why does God not repent of his blessing to you, despite your behavior, despite your backsliding, despite your sins, despite your unbelief, despite your carnality, despite all your total failing? Because of his divine being and power overcoming in your life. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The glory of his only begotten Son, who put away sin. He cannot deny himself. Sinner, plead Jesus' blood. Plead Jesus' blood. Confess your sins and plead Jesus' blood. He cannot deny himself. He's not a man that should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Paul brings the same out in Romans. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts of faith. The gift of faith, which is a gift. The gift of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? It's from the gift of the Holy Ghost. Joy, peace, love, and so forth. He cannot recall it. The gifts and calling, the calling of God. Listen, soul, those of you who have been called and quickened and brought to need the Lord, you're still crying, aren't you? I said today to a dear friend, even in the days of backsliding and, well, leanness of soul, we're still looking to him. His name is still revered. His fear is still in the heart. Even though you feel to have failed, the gifts and calling of God, God's calling is without repentance. God cannot, once he's called and quickened, he will bring you to glory. He will do all things for you. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. And you know, Balaam had to say, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I, that wicked wizard, cannot reverse it. Satan cannot reverse it. I love that hymn I said to a dear friend today. It's been a help to me. Did Jesus once upon thee shine? then Jesus is forever thine. Unchangeable his will, whatever be my frame, his loving heart is still eternally the same. Whatever your frame is, the Lord doesn't change. Whatever you might be feeling, the sun shines behind the darkest cloud. It's still there. And look at the faithfulness of the morning. Look at the glory of the morning. My soul through many changes goes. His love no variation knows. Thou, Lord, wilt carry on and perfectly perform the work thou hast begun in me, a sinful worm. Midst all my fear and sin and woe, thy spirit will not let me go. Grace, grace, grace. I am the Lord, I change not. You know, when James wrote that his epistle, he said, every good and perfect gift cometh from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I am the Lord, I change not. How does the word, this truth, find us in the trial of your faith? Is it an anchor? Is it a stability to you? Now look back, some of you. I know we can only speak according to the word before us. Was there no sweetness and dew in the word of the gospel? Was there no savour of the Son of God? Has there never been anything? Have you got totally nothing? Do you realise what you're saying? Do you realise where you are? Do you know the danger you're in? What a mercy. Friend, what a mercy. I'm not being complacent here. I'm not being an antinomian here. What a mercy. He changes not. Look how David proved it. Look how he proved it. The love of God to him. The mercy to him. And all those changing scenes. You think of the love of God, of the Son of God, to David. Think of it to Jonah. We mentioned this morning, Jonah. Rebellious, you know. Rebellious. Perverse. Jonah perverse. Could the Lord change? Was he not his prophet? Even afterwards, his peevishness. Still he taught him. Still he spoke to him. We often mention Peter, don't we? What a mercy, dear friend. Has your soul had a little bit of the savour, the mercy, the grace of the Lord Jesus through his blood? Through his word, through his kindness, his hand toward you. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Have you known what it is to receive help in time of need? Something beyond your control, where the Lord has strengthened your faith. I change not. You think of the scenes, the changes you're going through in your life. You think of getting older. You think towards the end of the journey. Think of the changes you're going to see. You younger ones, you don't know, you don't realize
When we were young once, we didn't see what we see today. We had no idea what lay ahead. He changes not. What a stability. Grace changes not. The love of God changes not. The gospel changes not. His care changes not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Sons of Jacob. How often they were spoken of by God as a rebellious house. Jacob have I loved. Love with an everlasting love. Esau have I hated. Nothing there. Ah, what a mercy if you're a son of Jacob. You're not going to be consumed in this trial, in this time of trouble, in this sorrow, in this affliction, in this rising fear. You know, I might have said this last time when I was here. It's been made a help to me again of late. It was some years ago. But in this last year, it's been a help to me. Concerning the children of Israel and their rebellions, and when Ammon invaded across Jordan to afflict the children of Israel as a judgment. And they cried unto the Lord, they said, we have sinned. The Lord reminded them and said, did I not deliver you from the Egyptians and Amorites and Ammon and Philistines, Idonians, and he gives thee, and the Amalekites, and you cried to me, and I delivered you. Yea, ye have forsaken me, and served other gods. Yeah, you say, well, hang on a minute. This doesn't apply today. What about serving your own will and your own will, your own case, your own pride, your own reputation, your own natural desires? What about a form of godliness without the power? Do you know anything about that? Yea, ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. You know, the children of Israel, they were his people. They said unto the Lord, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And then they came to this point. They put away the strange gods that were among them and served the Lord. They put them away. There was a returning in their life. Do you know a returning to the Son of God? I think of Hosea. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with thee words, send to him. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So we render the curves of our lips. He says, then I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from them. You know, it's a blessed thing to return. What an evidence of his unchanging love and grace. Revive me. Friend, do you remember the day when the word was sweet? Now it's a formality. Now you're struggling. There was a reality then when the Lord blessed you. But now you're struggling. You know, but they put away the strange gods. Do you remember the days when you wept and begged for mercy? Friend, if you're returning to God, you'll be begging and weeping for mercy again and humbling yourselves and waiting for him. We read this blessed word. His soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. They put away the strange gods and they served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. And of course he raised up Jephthah as a deliverer. Asaph says in that long psalm, but he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, did not stir up all his wrath. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. In the Lamentations comes to mind, where Jeremiah says it is of the Lord's mercies. Do you know that? That we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In Hosea, he declares, does he not? How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? And how shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Admah, Zeboim, of course, being the cities destroyed by Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of the plain. How can God repent? How can he destroy the work of his hands? How can he destroy his redeemed? Are you brought to Christ and him crucified, a risen Lord? Mine heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. Will not execute the fierceness of mine anger, not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee. I not enter into the city. I am the Lord, I change not. How shall I give thee up? 'Tis Jesus speaks the word. I am the sinner's only hope. I am thy gracious Lord. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. Isn't it humbling? I have bound thee up secure. Midst all the rage of hell, the curse thou never shalt endure, for I am unchangeable. Friend, are you led to the fountain? Is there a blessed yesterday? Is there a sweet savour and remembrance, however small? The living waters of the gospel have touched your heart, drawn you to Christ, humbled our hearts. He changes not. He changes not. The fountain freely flows. I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. One of those rebellious ones, wandering ones, he brings my wandering spirit back. When I forsake his way. Friend, this is grace reaching forth. The grace that took us in changes not, as God does not change. His love changes not. I said this morning, thou shalt see my glory soon when the work of grace is done. Part of my throne shall be, say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed.
The collections last Lord's Day were £740, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and a collection will be taken for the Trinitarian Bible Society, and Mr. Timothy Rosier will, God willing, preach next Lord's Day, and there will be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn number 50. How shall I praise the eternal God, that infinite unknown? Who can ascend his high abode, or venture near his throne? Hymn 15.
Thank you. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.